Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Dalet, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet, Simen Kuf Dalet, Shal HaHafzik B'Tfilo. One should not interrupt his Shmon Esrei, Sif Aleph. Lo Yafzik B'Tfilo, so one may not interrupt his davening. V'afilu Melech Yisrael. Even a Yiddish king comes, Shol B'Shlomo, he asks, how are you? Lo Yishivenu, you cannot respond in Mitten Shmon Esrei. Avo Melech Oved Gilulim, but a non-Jewish king, if he can abbreviate his Shmoneh Esrei, the Highness Shiyom Etchilas Habracha V'Soifa, that he does say the beginning and ends of the brachas, Chodesh Shigila, before the king reaches him, Yekatzu, he should abbreviate. Oh, im Efshalo Shiyatim Nederecho, maybe he should just move off the road. Yita, get off the road. V'lo Yafzik with him, he won't have to speak. V'im Efshalo, and if nothing is possible, no alternatives here, Yafzik, he's going to have to interrupt Shmoneh Esrei to respond to a non-Jewish king. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Lo Yafsik. When the person davens from Esrei, does not interrupt. Vafilu Remiza Biyama Aser. You don't even hint with hand motions. Emlo Latina Kaboich. Unless there's a child crying. Mutlo L'Ramiz Lo Biyodok Deishi Yishtek. He can indicate with his hands the child should be quiet. Vlo Yatridu B'Tfilaso, not to interfere or disturb his tefila. V'meinu Mo Will. If it doesn't help, Yachik Esas Yemenu. He should walk away from the child. For the davening might not talk to the child. Better to move and actually walk, step away during Shmoneh Esrei, than to speak. V'chein, similarly, Adam Nichbud She'omet Tefila. You have a person who's an honorable member of the Tzibur davening Shmoneh Esrei. V'ashiach Tzibur Mamtan Alav. V'mir's Kaddish Gedusha. The Shiach Tzibur is waiting for him. He won't say the Kaddish or get the Gedusha because of the Adam Nichbud. He's waiting for him to finish Shmoneh Esrei. V'ein Amarutza B'kach She'am Tinu Alav. He's upset that Adam Nichba does not want they should wait for him. He came in constantly his own davening now because everyone's waiting for him. He could use his hand to tell the Sheikh Siba, get going, don't wait for me. So he could do that because he can't. The whole yisod is, I'm not supposed to interrupt my davening, but my davening is interrupted. I can't concentrate. So for that, you could try to silence the child or you could indicate the Sheikh Siba to get going. Sifkon Beis, B'tfilah so, he should not interrupt his davening. Vafilu b'mekom hefsid mamon, even if it's a question of losing money, ein lo lahafzik, he should not interrupt his davening. Kasev achay od mechadim writes, ha'oymed v'tfilu b'nestapi be'ezedin, eich ispalel. A person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he's not sure about a halacha in his davening. What should he do now? Going, for instance, j'shochach ezedav b'tfil, he forgot a part of the davening. Whether he forgot Mashiach or Medageshim, or he forgot St. Talmud Devach, or forgot Yalva Yavo, he doesn't know what to do. Mutter lelech mimekomo lemokom yuchud la'ayin b'sefer. He can leave where he's davening from Esrei, leave his spot, go to where there's a sefer, and look up the halacha. If he finds the halacha at the Sfarim Shank, so he brings him Chaim Kinevsky, he's finished davening there. He's finished davening at the Sfarim Shank. Don't go back to your seat. V'mutter l'shol hadin, and what about asking a shayla? If he can't, there's no sefer available, he just says no, so he can walk over to the rabbi, middle of Shmoneh Esrei, to ask the shayla what to do. Tzarechin, that's not clear. Because that's a real hefsik to actually talk. V'nir li d'mutter, it appeared to me that it is permitted, that it will be allowed. So he writes in the notes that better than talk would be to write it down. If you could write down the shayla, that's better than actually asking the shayla. And I would say that text messaging is even better than writing it down. If you could text message Shaila, what?
Who are you texting it to?
Someone who's not davening. Se'if katan gimel, oved gedudim. If it's a non-Jewish king, v'odin anas da'am, the Mishnah Berurah says the same is true of any threat, u'misyari shemi yagel, he's afraid he'll be killed. So these are different than a Melech Yisrael. So the first Eitzah is to abbreviate his davening, and if that's, or there's an option of getting off the road, do that. After, if it's possible for him to go off the derech, he should do that and not to speak. For Tov Yosef Katzer, it's still better to abbreviate the brachos, but the after, if possible, rather than actually move off the road. If I can stay where I am and finish my davening, if I abbreviate the brachos, that's better than moving to finish the Shmoneh davening. Al pimegodim kasa pimegodim ma'is yishis yashis. That this needs thought. Demashta halicha letzerch tefila havihesek. Because if you're walking off the derech, so you could daven, that may not be considered a hefsek at all. So maybe that is better. rather than abbreviating the brachas. Siv katan hey, v'im e efshar lo, but if these are not options, there's no place to go, and he can't abbreviate, and he has to respond to the non-Jewish king, then he does. Yafsik, he'll interrupt. Well, it's allowed me to say, Shemutra afir l'shlo lo b'shlomo. He can't even say, how are you, sire? If he estimates that without it, he'll be in sakana. For koshkin shemut l'hashalon, certainly he can respond if the king initiates the conversation. Sif beis. Hayimispalo b'derech. He's diving on the road. Ubo behema o karon kenegdo. And an animal or wagon is coming right at him. This animal is not a dog or a cat. We're talking about draft horses, team of oxen, a wagon, mode of transportation. If he gets run over, it's the end of him. Yitam in a derech liyafsik. He should get off the road, but not to interrupt this one esrei. Avin an acher ein letzeis mekamo achim v'tfilaso. For anything else, you don't move from your spot until you finish one esrei. Elam kein hu b'tachanunim shachat feel less. He's at the point of tachanunim after davening by elokanetzur. That would be different. Mishnah Berurah sevkanavav min haderech. He should move off the road. What's the liberty to say? After husakanta shliyov abehem karnalov, even though it is a genuine sakana, if this animal or wagon run him over, become welcome kiman the afshol yinatsam izayid shitam in a derech. But since it's possible to escape that fate by moving off the road, aser lahafzik bedibur, he may not interrupt this manasseh by shouting out, loyma leish acher shiakev amakela behema. Go tell, scream to someone to hit the animal, veligo balakaron, or scream at the wagon driver, shevo kenegdo, to get out of his way. As there's other ways to do it. I could stand my ground and have someone else take a stick and hit it or redirect it or get the attention of the wagon driver. But we say, no, let's get off the road. Get off the road and don't interrupt with speech. Now, if it's something else, you shouldn't leave your spot. V'simin tzadi sifchav zayin shani. Now in simin tzadi sifchav zayin, we said he should move from his spot. Shu tzorach tefillah, that's different. That was tzorach tefillah. Simin tzadi, you have a child in the shul who would urinate, and now he can't daven. So he has to move away so he could daven. That is okay, because it's no gay to the tefillah itself. Sivkon ches, ein lotzeis. For any other reasons, he should not leave his spot. V'yesh ligu b'chazonim. And this is a reason to shout at the cantors. Sha'oikunim ekoimon b'yom kippurim, who move from their position where they're davening chazaras ha'shasim kippur, kishemegiim el, when they reach the line of anachnu koyrim, u'beseder avoida, or the bowing by the avoida. K'te'isa b'simen tofresh chof alf siv dal b'hagol, like we learn in simen tofresh chof alf. They should not walk from their spot in order to bow. El ma'amidim lo shtender k'nohog b'en olteva. Rather, the meaning is to put an additional standard between him and the teva. Uba avoida, so when it comes time to bow, nisak and hashtender, they just take the standard away. And now there's plenty of room for him to bow. Vein tzorach l'akrag, doesn't have to move his feet in order to mishtachava. So it's wrong for the chazonim who walk back in order to be able to bow. Sifkan test b'tachanunim, if a person is holding b'tachanunim, that's different. The oz mutter imhar kilat tzorach mitzvah kasas, then he's allowed to move out of his spot if it's for a mitzvah a little bit. Kigon, for instance, masha anu no agin b'shliach tzibur. Our practice with shliach tzibur. Shetekev ach chazaras tefillah, as soon as he finishes chazaras hashatz, oike raglov, he steps v'yoshev l'sachanun, and he sits down for tachanun. V'mekoy mishnogan lama tachan b'shibur, for those places he tachan sitting down. V'chin oy l'bima kriyas Torah, he'll go up to the bima kriyas Torah. Down the Kaddish Shem Tiskabel, but he didn't get to the Kaddish Tiskabel yet. Sheposei Abal Gam Pesias, where he takes the three steps back. The Baal Tefillah by Chazaras HaShas does not take three steps back. His three steps will come by Kaddish Tiskabel after Holtzian, and still we let him move to go ahead and say Tachlum. We let him go on a Monday, Thursday to take a Sefer Torah and bring it to the Bima. That's fine. That movement, he didn't step back yet. It's okay. These are all the tzorach mitzvah. And he finished the ikur tefillah. Oh, gomar demina b'gomar b'kiva. We say in the gomar about Rabbi Kiva. She'a oda menicha b'zav yisoy, umotz o b'zav yisacheres. that he would be left in one corner davening, and he find him in another corner later on. Mirav kriyas v'shtachavias, with all his bowings and kneelings, find him a tachanunim shachtfil. That movement of Akiva from one corner of the room to the other was by the tachanunim portion, not during the 18, 19 brachas of Knesset. That's fine because it's the tzarech mitzvah. Avos shelo l'tzarech, but if there's no need at all, also the ha'odim lazuz mimikom, a person should not move from his spot where he davens from Esrei, even the tachanunim, ad she yifsa hagimel p'siyas, till he takes his 3 steps back. Kosev ha'olas tamid, the sefer ha'olas tamid writes, la'achas yaseh ba'tfilah, when a person finishes from Esrei, koidim sha'amar oisa shalom, before he says oisa shalom, ein iser im okar raglov mitzvah kasas, it's not forbidden if he moves his feet, if he steps out for a small mitzvah, let's say they want to give him psicha for Avinu Malkeinu, and he didn't step back yet. We consider this as a bit of a mitzvah. So he's allowed to. Now, why the Gabe went to this fellow who's in the middle of a kind of sore to ask the psicha, I don't know why. Unless maybe they asked him beforehand, they told him before Shemon Esra, you'll get psicha for Avinu Malkeinu. So now he's still in the middle of his kind of sore. And it's time for psicha. So he says, he's allowed to do psicha. But he should first say the rotsan if you regularly. That he should say first before going to do psicha. But that's this halacha, that if you're holding a tachanunim, you are allowed to move if it's a tzarech mitzvah. Se'if gimel. Va'afilu nochosh karuch al akhevoy. Even if a snake were to wind itself around his heel, lo yafsik, he should not interrupt this one esrei. But he can walk away. The snake should fall off. In other words, he can't talk or scream, get the snake off my foot. But he's allowed to walk. All these cases, we're saying walking away is less chomer than actually talking. So here too, he can walk and shake the snake off his foot and go back to davening. But he shouldn't talk.
He can wind the snake with his hands?
Yeah, he could do that too. But if there's a scorpion, yeah. Posik, then he can interrupt, meaning he could call for help. The fisher who moved Yosef Hazik, it's more expected that the Akrov is going to cause harm. Vinachishnami, and a snake too. In Rashu Ka'us, if he sees the indications that this snake is upset, Umuchim Hazik, and ready to strike, posing, then he could call out too. It's not just moving from his spot, he could actually call for help. Mishdebur Sefkanyut, Lo Yafsik, one should not interrupt or something say, Aide Dibur, he shouldn't talk. Means to ask someone to get the snake off. That's what it means in the entire paragraph. Later, when we say he can interrupt, that means he's using his speech to interrupt. But to walk away, that's always okay. Walking is not considered the hafzik. Again, we have this idea, and it's correct, that you're in Shemon Esrei, you don't move. But there are times you do. If your sitter has a page torn, and you can't continue, Shabbos Shemon Esrei. So walk to the bookcase, get another sitter. It's not going to be different than a shiloh. You don't know the psak. You have to go and get a sefer to look up the shiloh. That's not considered the hafzik.
Finish up there or go back?
So that's the din. If Chaim Kess is finished by the bookcase. If it's noisy at the bookcase, maybe you should go back to your seat. So in any event, the point is, walking itself is not the same degree hafzik as actually talking. And as we said before also, if there's a child bothering, better to walk away than to talk to the kid. Mr. Burr continues, the dafka hacha duhulat tzorich, here we're allowing him to walk because there's a need to walk. Lahasar nachash, get rid of the snake. After talida de minestam lo yasekana, even though we assume it's not a deadly snake, it's not a venomous snake, but we allow him to walk. Avashal loyla tzorich, but if there's no reason at all to walk away, then mikri halicha gam king sasasi. Then walking is also a bit of a hefsek. Moshe pasuk mechab sif beis and mechab writes in sif beis. So again, if there's no reason, of course you don't walk away. But if there's a need, especially if the need disturbs your tefillah, you can go. Sif kadyan alef umuchim lahazik. Now a scorpion is different, and we say a snake that looks upset and ready to attack is like a scorpion. Afilu bein karch alakev, even if the snake is not wrapped on his leg. But he sees the snake is coming. Pesik, he can call for help. from Yochel Ishtamed Aide Shatman Derek Kosher, but maybe he has a different Eitza. Maybe he can get away from the snake by going off the road before the snake gets there. Then of course you eat to get off the road. Yafsik, but Diba, don't interrupt with speech. Like we said in Seif Aleph. So again, if you can avoid talking, that always is the first choice. Seif Dalet. Imra'ah Shor Bo Kenegdo, he's Minishon Esrei, and he sees an ox, a bull coming his way, Pesach, he can call for help. Shemarchikin Mishor Tam, we distance ourselves from a Shor Tam, Perish Tam, what's Tam? Shein Rogel Hazik. This is not an animal that normally damages. Chamishim Amos, 50 Amos. Umi Muad, and if the animal is a Muad Perish, meaning Shorogel Hazik, this is one that has a history of causing damage. It's an aggressive animal. Then Milo Einov, then you stay away in eyesight. It shouldn't be out of his eyesight. But if the oxen in this place are basically docile and they don't harm anybody, then of course you cannot interrupt. Mishtabura Sifkatan Yudbeis. V'im Shavon. If the oxen in this place are muhsik, they don't cause harm, then you don't interrupt. V'shor Hamasuras, an ox or bull that has been castrated. So we call it steer. And steer are not as aggressive, they're basically docile, as opposed to the bulls that are not, which are rather aggressive. So the Shor HaMasoiris, this is the steer, afilum enu yodea, even if you're not sure if it's muhsik to damage or not, enu poisik, you don't have to interrupt, well, you should not interrupt, because they are generally more docile, they're not as aggressive. The davk shlo hizik b'om, and again, this is only if it never caused any harm. Avim hizik, but if it did cause harm, afil pamachas, even once, poisik, then he will interrupt. I feel makurishim regilim shor hashlom hazik. Even though it's a place where most of the other oxen are docile, if this fellow showed an aggressive nature, we will interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei to be protected from that particular animal.